Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits. Every week, we focus on a different worthy organization and discuss how you can lend support with your philanthropic dollars. And now, the host of the Forum for Nonprofits, author, consultant, columnist, and radio TV personality, Dr. Stephen Goldstein.
Welcome to today's program. There's a phrase that's going around, in most people's conversation today, especially in nonprofits. The phrase is social media. And then it's broken down to things like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and any number of things. And a lot of people are slow to adapt to the opportunities for creating communities that will support their fundraising efforts. So today's program is devoted exclusively to some of the key things that you need to know as nonprofits interested in adding to your resources and expanding your community of contributors. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take you on a journey that will give you the nuts and bolts that you need to get started and to enhance what you are already doing. Another person who's going to be with us on February 19th for our conference, our day-long conference on social media and nonprofits with a focus on fundraising, is Skip Kempel. Thanks for being here, Skip. He's in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
What would you like to pick up on now? You're going to give us some nuts and bolts and some of the things that, some of the venues that people can use to social network.
Absolutely. And I think it's important that I start off by giving a little bit of my background. I've been in computers since the dawn of the internet and before that. So I've seen a lot of trends come and go. And yet, social networking, you know, people are phobic of it. However, this is not something that's going away. It is a trend that's continuing, and it's something that everybody really needs to get on the bandwagon and become involved with. The nuts and bolts of social networking and social media really boils down to some major tools and some major websites in today's market. Now, this conversation and this topic could be outdated in 6 months from now, but you know, I'm going to talk about some of the websites that are well established and are here to stay. First and foremost, Facebook. Katia was talking about Facebook. All of these areas are really areas where people need to, well, consider it an online cocktail party. You're going to go out there, you're going to create communication with these people, and each one of these venues is really an area to create this communication with people of a similar interest in your cause. Instead of a localized market, now you have a worldwide market to attract people into what you're talking about and what your cause is all about, which is the amazing thing. You have a whole new area for you to concentrate on.
I just want to interrupt for a second because, you know, years ago, just the fact that somebody could have a website was thought to be opening a worldwide market. And so everybody got websites, and they're still limping along in business because they haven't known how to massage them right.
They haven't known how to massage it, and it's all about marketing. I mean, you can have the best website on the internet. If you do not market your website, it's not going to go anyplace. So Facebook and Twitter gives you the opportunity for people to come to your website and to attract those people. It's like a magnet. And you know, I've studied this over the past few years, and I've kind of found a formula where you really want your centralized location to be your blog. You know, that's the source of your, where you want to post all your articles, everything that's going on within your organization. And having said that, let me just lay out an important fact. When you create a blog, I'm sure you go out there on the internet and you see blogs, and immediately you see, all right, it's a blog. It looks like a blog. The idea is to create a blog that integrates into your existing website and really make it cohesive, and not a separate brand or identity, because branding is very key.
I want to go back to Facebook for a moment, because people have heard you say it and Katya. Tell us what that is. And by the way, one thing I want to just say ahead of time, correct me if I'm wrong, the stuff we're talking about is free.
It's free.
It's free. So nonprofits, which typically say, I don't have money to market, we don't have resources for this and that, these vehicles are free. The only thing that you have to dedicate is staff time to do it, and the energy and the know-how. But take us, for example, if a person does not use Facebook now, take us through, you know, what it is. I mean, what happens when you get there? What do you do? How do you set it up just to be present on it?
Facebook is quite simple. Facebook.com. You go there, you create a new account if you've never created an account before. Generally, I would consider creating a personal account first. Now, when setting up these accounts within your organization, there's a very key rule to follow, and I'm starting to see this happen more and more. Nonprofits are recognizing, and businesses are recognizing, they need to be within this social networking. However, they give it to their employee to set up for them. These people are setting it under their personal email accounts. Mm-hmm. They're setting it up under their personal names, login information. You need to have a strategy in place. All of these accounts